Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, I mean, it's time to go. I mean, I think we all believe that we're better than what we've been with the bats the last 2.5-3 weeks. And it's time to go.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Buster Posey, president of baseball operations of the Giants.
It's time to go.
2 weeks ago, and since then, the Giants have been going. Little bump in the road here. They've lost 3 of 4, but they've also just traded for Rafael Devers.
And there's no doubt, partner, I'm saying this, put it in the cap. I said my goal for this team was hopefully they can make the playoffs. Bastani, they will make the playoffs. That was solidified with this move.
Okay. And what makes you so sure?
What they already had brewing without him, and now he's coming to a team, Devers that is, that already has an identity with his pitching, its bullpen, its sound play. But there's something going on with Buster Posey just at the helm that I can't put my finger on it, but I'm going to call it good juju. And now you add a guy that's hit 30 home runs 3 times in his career. It can walk with the best of them and get on base. I can't wait to watch this iteration of the Giants and where he bats and the ramifications, the domino effects, Donnie, on the other hitters. That's what's exciting.
888-957-9570 is the number. Giants fans, my question's pretty simple. I mean, is this an absolute winner of a trade? Is this one that regardless of kind of what happens, you see what Posey was thinking? He's probably seen enough over the last, not just his tenure as president of baseball operations, but the previous 10 or 20 years. And this deal also to me has the feel of a general manager and a president of baseball operations that knows he probably isn't going to be able to sign big hitters in free agency. So if you can't get big hitters in free agency, then you got to try to make a trade for them and see if you can get them to like it here. Mm. And Devers has eight plus years left on this deal. He's 28 right now. So Man. There you have it. I mean, I'm interested to hear, you know, he's coming to our Oracle Park. It's not known as a hitter's park. And yet I've already read some things that, I think it was in The Athletic, Baggerly saying they think that there's similarities between Fenway Park and Oracle, and Devers hit a lot of balls to left field, even though he was he is a left-handed hitter, and they think he'll be able to lift the ball out to left field and be able to hit for power the opposite way. And then, of course, there's McCovey Cove, rather, in right field. And I don't know, Goode, is that something that you put into the equation with at least a little bit of not fear, but concern.
Well, actually, I go the other way because it was what we talked about and had some fun with last week, Stoney, in regard to StatCast. And they talked about all the balls he hit off the monster. StatCast was saying they would have been homers here at this park. So when you look at it from that vantage point, we'll be able to see what happens. But, Stoney, I'm looking at a guy that in 2019 had 32 dingers, 2021, 38. Follow that up in 2022 with 27 and then 33. Like in 2024, Stoney, what did he have? 28 homers. Like that, he's going to get it out. He's a thumper. So I'm just juiced. And if I'm a Giant fan right now, man, you got to be. You asked about the trade. Like, what's the drawback? And you're going to miss, I mean, Hicks and Harrison. Like you said, you got contributions from them. But man, Buster. I'm wondering how many Major League Baseball teams are kicking themselves in the fanny that they didn't pull this off or thought this was feasible. We'll never know, but I'm looking at it from that aspect of it. Like, damn, Buster, you guys were in the lab.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, they obviously were monitoring the situation in Boston, and things weren't going great between Devers and the organization. And maybe Buster Posey was making calls with them for weeks because this isn't something that just popped up in Boston.
Now, what about the part that you mentioned, Stoney? They haven't talked to him yet about where he's playing. Are we going to get I'm assuming the Jimmy Butler? Yeah, you guys made me look like a malcontent in Miami. It was bad, but just the fact that I'm going to greener pastures, just new scenery, I'll be fine. What do you make of them kind of, we're going to have the talk after we have them?
Well, that leads me to believe that Posey isn't overly concerned with either his reputation or the fact that he told Boston he didn't want to play first base because he didn't feel like, you know, he feels like he's a third baseman. They asked him to DH. Now they wanted him to learn a new position, and he basically didn't want to. So we'll find out. Maybe. That was an organizational issue. Maybe he'll be willing to play first base here. The question that I asked Evan and you before the show was, is there any way that they put him at third base till Chapman comes back?
Why not?
You know, Evan didn't think that was a great idea because, you know, you're asking him to go back to his original position for 20 more games or so, and then eventually Chapman's coming back, and we all know what'll happen then. But 888-957-9570 is the number. And, you know, the other thing is, you know, I'm looking at Adames' home run numbers too, and they looked great before this year. So I get Devers is a great player, but let's obviously keep an eye on those home run totals and whether he can continue to hit him at the same pace here that he hit him in Boston.
Yeah, but and you know what? I give you that, Stoney, but there's other ways to score too. It's just about the RBIs and what I'd mentioned earlier, the domino effect, you know, hitting the ball in the gaps, driving it, you know, just keeping the line moving. The Giants now, again, the Dodgers, you look at what we saw, and we saw it, especially Saturday night. But, man, now you got a guy that's of that caliber of the dudes that make me hate the Padres and the Dodgers. Now you have a dude. You have a stud with the bat. And Giant fans and myself who watch this team every night, Stoney, finally feel like the drought is over. I have a new favorite Giant, and I'm not ashamed to say it. His name is Rafael Devers. I can't wait for tomorrow.
Let's go to Scotty in San Francisco. Hey, Scotty, how you doing, man? How you feeling?
Scotty.
Hey. Hey, how's it going, guys? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, happy work week. Dude, I am so juiced for this trade. I mean, Spadoni said it earlier, blockbuster Posey, baby. I mean, and not to mention, Rafi has the sickest batting stance in the league, and now he's going to be doing it at Oracle, hopefully hitting over 90 ribbies a year. And, yeah, dude, Giants fans, I mean, how could you not be juiced on this trade?
I'm with you, Scotty. How can you not, Stoney? You're the only man that I think could come close.
No, I mean, it looks like a good trade. Well, I mean, obviously, this guy can hit. Probably their best hitter since who? I mean, overall, I mean, he's a better player than Adames. He's a better player than Chapman.
I would say Buster.
Okay.
All right.
So, and Buster was an MVP.
Yeah.
So, you know what?
And they needed it. They needed it, Stoney. That's what's so crazy about. Just like the Warriors needed Butler. It looked like it was over. But the Giants different, obviously, because they were, you know, they're having a hell of a season or in the midst of one. But now it's like staying power is on Thou Wow. You know, like it. These guys are, they just got enhanced.
They lost some pitching depth. They lost some pitching depth. And, you know, that's one thing that we'll have to keep an eye on. They're down two starting arms now with Harrison and Hicks. Although I don't consider Hicks like a full-time starter.
That's what I was about to say.
He has started. You know, and clearly Harrison was a guy that they envisioned at some point to be, you know, in their starting rotation, pitching every fifth day. Whether that was this year or not, I don't know. But, you know, Harrison was obviously somebody that they had plans for. And now you got to kind of keep an eye on his career and what happens in Boston. But it doesn't seem to me like there's any downside to this deal, at least if you're a Giants fan. This one feels like, if you're a Giants fan, that it's pretty pretty much a no-brainer.
What about, have you given thought about Eldridge? If somehow Devers does take over first base, would this kind of, you know, quell the excitement about? Well, the only reason we got excited about Eldridge to me, Stoney, is he was something the Giants didn't have a lot of, and he represented the threat, power. Now you got a guy that's done it on this level multiple times, made the All-Star game. I got to believe, yeah, now we'll probably see him in September when they normally call up, but it's not urgent.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I could be wrong.
Then what happens if Devers is, you know, willing to play first?
Well,
and Wilmer Flores is now your full-time DH, and maybe you don't need Eldridge this year. I mean, obviously they're teaching Eldridge first base, when he's going to be ready to defend at that position. I'm not sure, but they certainly got a bat.
Man,
that's for sure.
They did. A player.
Let's go to Doug in Berkeley. Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm doing good. How are you guys doing today?
Doing excited. Well. Thank you.
Yeah. So, what's not to like about this trade? I mean, the only variable is, you know, will he be willing to play a position that he's asked, you know, when things kind of sort themselves out. But this from the person who made the trade all the way down to the player, this sounds great all the way around. It shows, I have a new old favorite Giant, to kind of paraphrase Goo, and it's Buster. This is really good, you know. I want to say one other thing about Farhan, because we knock him a lot for the triggers that he didn't pull.
Yep.
I grew up back east, and you know, they're saying he couldn't close the deal on Judge. I grew up in New Jersey. There was no way ever that Judge was going to take off the pinstripes. He was using the Giants and anybody else to express some interest to get the best contract that he could get.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Yankees. Yeah, it's New York. It's the pinstripes. He was always going to be there. So don't come down on Farhan for not making that particular trade. And give him a little credit. We won, 105 games one year. That's not bad. But about this trade, this is great. This is great. I'm excited and looking forward to seeing what shakes out here. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Doug, my man. And go ahead, Stein.
No.
Doug is right. It's not about what – and I get what he's saying about Farhan. But the bottom line is, forget Farhan for a second. It's what the Bay Area and the fans went through in regard to what looked like a real courtship of Judge. The same with Ohtani. I can just keep Harper, Stanton. You know, Giant fans had blue balls. We all got excited, and it wasn't Farhan's fault, you know, all of it. But the bottom line was, you're saying there's a chance, a possibility, and out of nowhere, year one, not even halfway through, Buster Posey pulls this off. And Steiny, I keep going to the Jerry West model, or somebody this looked upon that had a successful career as a player that is now running the show. And Steiny, it makes it feel better even before this trade that Buster's at the helm when one of yours is running the show. And to pull this off on Father's Day out of nowhere, 6 weeks before the deadline. And the other day, we were just talking about, give me some names. Who do you think? And I damn sure didn't have Devers, you know, anywhere remotely close. This has to feel good for Giant fans. It just has to.
Yeah, I mean, I look at things, I split up free agency and a trade. And I don't believe for 1 minute that Judge, Harper, Stanton, or Ohtani would be a Giant had Buster Posey been the president of baseball operations before this year. I think that was one that was out of Farhan's league, and I think it was one that was going to be out of Posey's league. You weren't going to get one of those guys to come here simply because of Buster Posey. Now, the trade to me is something different. I mean, to me, it looks like there are teams out there that know their limitations in the free agent market, and those are the teams that have to do things a little bit differently.
Yeah.
And the Giants, I'm sure, have now come to the realization that they can't count on getting a big bat in free agency. Okay, so then you better bring one in through the minor leagues, or you better trade for one. And that's what they ended up doing. And they traded a couple pitchers that, you know, have helped them a little bit in the recent past, and who one certainly was a big part of their future.
Right.
But Posey thinks it was worth it. And now they got Devers. And the bottom line is, most people like hitting more than pitching, so a lot of people are going to be very excited about this.
Yeah, you got me thinking now, Steiny, and I don't want to be negative, but I'm damn sure not going to call Devers in Boston. I guess if you want to call him a malcontent, he was pissed off when they brought in Bregman and took over his position. But do you think deep inside, since what you just said has me thinking, okay, so he didn't willingly come here because he was traded. Do you think there's a part of Devers that's kind of pissed off that maybe he's playing in a park that he might not be too excited about? Or does that not even matter?
No, I think it matters. And I don't know how he feels about it. We haven't heard him talk to the media. We haven't heard any of his thoughts on the situation. It sounded to me like things weren't going great in Boston. And that's, to me, it looks to me like one of those things where, again, 4 to 6 weeks ago, Posey probably saw what was going on with Boston when Devers said he didn't want to play first base. He probably made a couple calls to Boston. What's going on there? They probably downplayed the situation and said, it's temporary. And then probably a few more weeks went by and Boston said, you know what? We're not crazy about the way this situation is going. And, you know, if Buster Posey was, you know, calling every 3 or 4 days to check in, then maybe he was able to kind of strike when the iron was hot. And at the moment that the Red Sox decided they needed to make a move. And maybe the Giants were kind of ahead of every other team in terms of where the Red Sox were. And that's part of being a great president of baseball operations.
Yeah. And I got to be honest, Donnie, I'm mad that they're off today after, you know, their rodeo in L.A., losing 2 or 3. But, I mean, it's almost like, oh, they played yesterday after this news came down. But not since Buster Posey is your boy excited to watch a Giant hitter at the plate. And this is crazy, man. It's just incredible. They're already in a great spot. And now you would just assume or think, and it wouldn't be ludicrous to think the effect that Devers is going to have a bopper. And now Bonds' splash hits might be in I'm having some fun now. They might be in jeopardy if he can manipulate and learn how to use the short porch here.
Yeah, I mean, I see how it goes. Let's see how it goes. You know, the other,
I love you.
I mean, I understand they've just acquired a hell of a hitter. There's no doubt about it. But let's see what happens at this point. I mean, what if his adjustment is like Adames' adjustment?
Right.
What if he's got a half a year adjustment?
But they were willing to take the risk. I got
sure,
you.
Yeah. Sure. But I'm saying is, you know, things on paper look a lot better than they did a couple days ago in terms of the batting order. The question I have for Giants fans is the kind of this, the Giants have a little bit of a big three, like Buster Posey, okay?
Big three.
Buster Posey has three guys under contract for at least 6 more years. Chapman, Adames, and Devers. These guys are all signed through 2031 at least.
End of your business.
So, you know, this is also one of those things where these guys better produce.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you got them for a long, long period of time.
But just think, you just mentioned those three guys, and now with Devers, you got that guy that the Giants, this guy that I'm describing now that Devers is, has eluded the Giants. The guy that say, you know, that gets the family and little Johnny and Susan in the car, a family of four, and drive across the Bay Bridge, pay your toll, and gets one hit in the McCovey Cove. And then on top of that, he comes at a time where the team is already, and I know the season's not over and we're almost at the breaks, Donnie, but they were building something, and now you have just enhanced that. So if you can continue to get what you've created with this bopper in the lineup, who's to say this team can't vie for a World Series? Like, that's where I'm at.
I know you are. I know you are.
It's a shocker, but I'm serious. To hell with the Dodgers and all that crap that they're starting their first 6 hitters. It's just lineup envy. Forget even being in the Bay. Then the Padres. Now you got some of that. You got a bopper. They can hit your Gurdy home runs.
You don't know that.
Well,
they haven't had a 30 home run hitter in 20 years. I'm not assuming that another guy who comes in here,
Carter,
can do
it. Carter,
you
understand where I'm at, right? Just crack the mic and tell me, when you heard this news, what did you – I was floored, TKO.
I mean, what they gave up just seemed like a bag of chips.
That's the Jimmy Butler part of this, right, Steiny? The price.
Well, it's funny how, you know, in a year, Harrison was a guy who Giants fans seemed to like and seemed to think he was going to be a mainstay in the rotation, and was a little banged up, wasn't healthy, and
he was coming out of the bullpen too, Stoddy. Like, I won't rob him of, what did you say earlier, of his Wheeler maturation.
Don't go 7-1 for the Red Sox. And look, they're, you know, the funny thing is people are going to think the Giants are better than the Red Sox, and record-wise they are, but the bottom line is both these teams are in the exact same spot in terms of the wild card. They're both the second or third card. The Red Sox might be the fourth, but they're like a half game out. The Giants might be the second, but they're only one game ahead of the team in front of them. So both the Red Sox and the Giants are actually in pretty much the same place when it comes to the standings, even though the Red Sox have just gone over 500,
yeah.
But they're in the same spot in terms of the standings.
But now you
standings.
Feel like the Giants, you know, the Red Sox were already who they were. They're whole. They don't have a thumper like the Giants have to add to where they're at. And now if you want to talk to me about the Giants winning the division, when you look at the Dodgers, you know what I hate, Stoney, real quick? All their star pitchers are hurt. And, oh, by the way, shocker, they're still in first place. So they're worried about October. They're assuming they're in the playoffs. That's how filthy they are. But Buster Winn got it done. And I'm just giving credit, and rightfully so, to Buster because he's at the helm. He has done something that has not happened here in a while. And he's got something, expedited a deal. And Devers, I just can't wait to see how he fits, man.
I mean, the other thing is the Red Sox have some young players they really like. This guy Roman Anthony is supposed to be the real deal. Christian Campbell.
Maybe
clearly Boston views it as we weren't crazy with what was going on with Devers. We feel like we got some young players who might be ready to step up. And the funny thing is the Red Sox, when they made the – and this is what I think is kind of interesting. Yeah, I get that the Giants have lost three of four, but the reality is both these teams have made this trade when they were going well. The Giants have been playing terrific since middle of the Padres series, and the Boston Red Sox had just won 5 of 6 against the Yankees in the past week, and I think we're 8-2 in their last 10. So even though both teams were playing well, both organizations felt like a change needed to happen.
Yeah, and it did. Change shall come.
888-957-9570 is the number.
Wow.
The San Francisco Giants have traded for Rafael Devers. Where he plays, we don't know. Where he bats, I think you can plug him into the number 3 hole.
Yep.
Adamas 2, Devers 3, Chapman 4 when he finally gets healthy. Will he play DH? Will he play any first base? Could he play third base while Chapman's still out? That all remains to be seen. But where are you, Giants fans, and how good do you feel about this trade? And A, is there any downside to this trade that you see at this point? 888-957-9570. Also, coming up at 12 o'clock, we're going to get a Red Sox perspective. We got Rob Bradford. He writes and talks about the Red Sox for WEEI in Boston. He also hosts the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. That's an Odyssey podcast. So Rob's got a lot of understanding about the Boston Red Sox. He'll be coming up at noon, so don't go anywhere. Rafael Devers, a San Francisco Giant. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Life Source Water Systems.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.